Now, as you probably know, it has been announced that Coldplay is going to be performing at the Super Bowl 50 halftime show. We have Coldplay frontman Chris Martin on the phone. He's going to talk about it. Thank you for calling in, Chris.
Oh, thank you for having me. We're very excited. It's a huge honor.
Yeah, it is. But what do you say to those who think a British band shouldn't be playing the Super Bowl? I mean, it is a very American tradition, don't you think?
Well, that's a bunch of bollocks and rubbish. You know, Brits are no different than Americans.
Yeah, but see, the last sentence alone contained two non-American words proving that you are indeed different.
That's a lot of muddly tough and topped with fat and fish. You know, Brits are right like the Cannies. I do Clary Derry.
Yeah. Yeah, see, again, I didn't understand a lot of what you just said. You're disproving your point that we're similar.
Your inability to snarnish my Lapland is none of my sonny. Now, rumby tumby, Governor Tubner, I'll lift the dicky right out of this teleflip.
Chris, for the love of God, please, I'm giving you a chance to prove that a British band has a place on stage during the American Super Bowl, and you're blowing it.
I don't know how to make this any simpler, Mark. Bamfin, trampin, smamfin, smee, a wikey-likey, chim-chim-chiri. All right?
Are any of these even British phrases? Because those last few words sounded like nonsense. Please, just speak so people can understand you.
Fine, I shall.
Good.
In the form of a whimsical poem.
Oh, please no.
When the bangers and mash looky-loo tube, sound as a pound of ringy-ding-doo. Blokey-dobby, Bob's your uncle, cheeky-knackered, rumpy-rumple.
Thank you for calling in, Chris.
And thanks for having me, mate. I can't wait to be absolute rubbish up on that stage.